I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. Now, last time on It's a Good Life, we looked in the book of Revelation, starting with Revelation chapter 5. And as we looked there, we saw that there was a book that was sealed with seven seals. No one was found worthy to open that book except one person. And that person was Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, and Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 14 talks about this as well. We know that Jesus Christ, there is no doubt that He is the one who opened this book. He is removing the seals that's on that book or scroll, if you would. He is the Lamb of God. Now we see that this is the unveiling of God's judgment on a sinful world. Unsealed. The opening of chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. By the way, please open your Bible, if you would, to the book of Revelation. And we're going to start in chapter 6 right now. And as we see in Revelation chapter 6, this marks an important milestone in the progressive revelation of the end of the age. In chapter 5, John introduces us to the seven sealed book in the hand of Christ. Now, in chapter 6 of Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 5, has six of its seven seals removed, revealing the tremendous events that will occur on the earth. Let's look at the first seal. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And by the way, if you miss one of these studies, if you want the complete study, now as we study, you know, you can go to lrwm.org and you can pull up what's called the recent or the studies that we're going through right now. You can pull those up, you can look at those, and you can actually see the ones that you've missed. And once we're finished, you'll see that it all fits together as we've studied down through the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now the Lamb, Jesus, opens the first seal. Now in John chapter 1, verse 36, it says this, "And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he," that's John the Baptist, "saith, Behold, the Lamb of God." As the first seal here is opened, John, in his vision, hears the noise of thunder. And this symbolically represents a coming storm. And believe me, there's coming a storm as we keep reading in the book of Revelation. The coming storm is, in particular, the last 3.5 years of the tribulation, which the last 3.5 years is the great tribulation. Well, the white horse with a rider who had a bow and no arrows, we see that in these verses that we just read. This means that there will be a peaceful conqueror coming. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26 says, "And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come." Now, Jesus is the Messiah. He was cut off during his lifetime. And you go back and you read, and you'll see in the life of Christ how that he was born, he was raised, he grew, he was man, he was God. But as he went about preaching, you know, the kingdom of God, he said, John the Baptist says, "Behold, the kingdom of God is at hand." Jesus Christ was ready to give the Jews the kingdom. But, of course, they refused him, and he was cut off. That means that he was not accepted. And it goes on in Daniel chapter 9, verse 26, it says, "And the people of the prince that shall come." The prince that shall come is the beast, the false prophet. The false prophet is the helper of the beast, but the beast, or the Antichrist, shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, according to Daniel 9:26. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined. Now the prince of Daniel 9:26 is the Antichrist. Now, as we keep studying this, we're going to find out that now we've looked somewhat of the beast up to this point, but now we've looked at some of the things coming upon this earth. But from this point on, God is starting to really tighten up on the people of this world. And by the way, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to do so right now. We've also seen how that people will be saved in the tribulation period, but you don't want to wait. You don't want to wait until that time to get saved. And by the way, it will be hard. Yeah, now today, we look and we see that the Spirit of God is moving throughout the world. That doesn't mean that during tribulation the Holy Spirit won't be here, but His ministry will change. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit of God is moving today, and He convicts the hearts of people, and He will come in and live with those people if they will simply trust Him as Savior. Wouldn't you rather have the Holy Spirit of God, the salvation that God offers you right now, instead of going through something that is terrible? And I believe it would be so hard for a person who has heard the gospel now to be saved during the tribulation. I believe it will be possible, but how much suffering will people go through who have refused Jesus Christ as Savior right now? By the way, there are no second chances with God. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. You need to get saved today. Now in Revelation 6, verses 3 through 4, it says, "And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say." The first seal, of course, was this person coming in a peaceful manner. He had a bow, no arrows. It says there, "I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse." That was red. First you have the white horse, now you have the red horse. "And power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword." This is speaking of the beast. Power was given to him, and he would take peace from the earth. Now John now hears from this second beast in verse 5. "And John sees a red horse." Now the people of earth suffer war and death because of the rider on the horse. Now the rider of the red horse would be the same one who was riding on the white horse of verse 2. Now if you've been following along, you know that I believe that as the beast comes to power, that he will come to power in peace. He will take credit for solving the war or winning the war of Gog and Magog won. And therefore, people will fall for his lies. And of course, we know by studying that God is the one who takes care of those people who come against Israel in this first battle of Gog and Magog. And of course, there'll be another battle of Gog and Magog at the end of the millennium. Well, now that's the second seal. The first seal, the white horse, the rider was on the white horse. And the second seal, the rider on the red horse, brings war, takes peace from the earth. Now we see the third seal. Revelation 6, verses 5 and 6. "And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine." Well, the opening of the third seal reveals the black horse of famine. A pair of balances signifies that the measurement is exact and that food is very scarce. And notice, a measure of wheat will be a very small quantity. The penny will be of much greater value than the word indicates. The prices mentioned are famine prices for the necessities of life. It's going to be very hard to live during this time. People will starve to death because of the famine. Now the fourth seal. Revelation 6, verses 7 and 8. "And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto him, or unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth." This is in connection now with the third seal, which was famine. And now death is coming. And the opening of the fourth seal reveals a pale horse, with the rider being death. Death and hell, this is agony, will have the power over one-fourth of the earth to cause war. This is mentioned there, the sword. Famine, this is hunger. death, and have power over wild beasts. Now, it's clear that the first four seals reveal invasion, slaughter, famine, and destruction. And it's probable that the opening of the first four seals reveal the onset of the calamities listed in a universal, worldwide sense. In other words, it's not going to be just in one section of the world. It's going to be worldwide. Now the fifth seal, Revelation 6, 9 through 11. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell in the earth? And white robes were given unto them, every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. Well, the opening of the fifth seal reveals those killed for standing up for the word of God. Are you standing up? We don't have to worry so much. Now, it's happening around the world. People are getting killed for standing up. But are you standing up? We have the greatest opportunity in this country to stand up for God, to give out a tract to witness for the Lord. Well, during this time, the saints who have been killed want to know when God will judge those who killed them. White robes are emblems of purity, innocence, and triumph. These people are now with the Lord. And these faithful servants will rest as they wait for other faithful martyrs to join them. Well, now the sixth seal, Revelation 6, 12 through 17. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, the events revealed after the sixth seal, and it's opened, it's catastrophic. It's real and not symbolic. I believe that people have experienced similar events of what is found in Revelation 6, but no one has suffered the catastrophic events such as those listed under the sixth seal. Next, we'll look at the seventh seal. And God is tightening up on the people of this world, and his goal is that people will recognize him, and not only recognize him, but that they will honor him by receiving his Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.